Hallelujah. Father, we pray. Messiah's wonderful name. But to receive the praise offerings, the gifts of thankfulness, songs to exalt thee and thy name, your personality, your character. We pray that you bless us today at the preaching of thine word, that it may be a strength to the inward part of a man. We may walk under the government and the power of your truth, not denying your word of faith, but adhering to all of your counsel, your laws, and to obey them willingly with a sincere heart, and that our delight is that we obey our Father, Father Yahweh, and that we worship Him in spirit and truth. Now set our minds apart to hear your word, to receive it. Our hearts set apart from our lusts or the dainties of this life, but to receive the living water today. And it may be spring up in our soul, the living source of water. At a time of dryness and a time of drought. Bless your preaching today in the word of faith, that we may all receive it with thanksgivings in our hearts. We bless you for that today in Messiah's great name, Yahweh. All things we bless you, and we thank you this day, and the wonderful hope of your sure Messiah. We thank you forevermore. And the saints declare that by saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless you. God, we bless you. You may be seated. We bless him today for all things. Wonderful thing to come into the presence of Yahweh and to bless him. Not in some form of religious practices, traditions of men, that they have literally thrown out or rejected the truth of Yahweh, his laws, his statutes being taught unto us, that we may be judged by his truth. For Messiah came in the spirit of truth, and everything that the Father speaks, it is truth. There is no deception or lies at all in it. We must live accordingly as he has commanded us and instructed us to live. We cannot come before him any other way. He's not going to receive any other offering but the ones that he commands us to offer unto him. Our bodies, thanksgivings, our hands, our lips of praise and worship unto him. Now these are the commands of Yahweh. There is certainly an anathema in the world today, and that is a phrase, a word spoken, that men will say, oh, I love God. They tell you that. Yet it is one of the most horrifying lies ever uttered out of the mouths of the people today. For they truly don't know what the love of Yahweh is. They don't know how to love him. They don't know how to show him love. It is one thing about love. It is an action that is shown unto the one or the thing that there's a great admiration in your hearts toward that or him. And so when a man says he truly loves the Father, there ought to be actions and deeds there. And if the scripture gives us no account or any roadmap in how to love him, then we are a people under delusion. For scripture must show us and tell us how our love toward him is identified. I first of all want to tell you, it's not by your feelings or your emotions, because they are as shallow as a shallow stream. You can see the bottom. You can see everything that creeps in a shallow stream. And so our emotions and our feelings are as shallow as a shallow running water. And what you tend to find in shallow water, it doesn't move that well. You find all kinds of creeping things. You find diseases and mosquitoes and everything that is against you. And we must understand, as scripture teaches us, how that our love is shown towards our Creator. I do not care what denomination or what whorehouse they come out of, they will say, I love God. And you have said the same thing. And there are those today that say that. Oh, I love God. I love your way. But truly, do they love Him? What is the gauge upon your words? That's not a good gauge. Upon your feelings? Well, certainly that will not even pass the test. Based upon that, it is only one thing that it can be based upon. Scripture. And Scripture must imply, it must teach us how our love is reciprocated from the Father. If it's truly love, if it's some form of emotion that man show toward all kinds of gods and things that they have exalted and things that they have esteemed to the measure of the mighty thing in their lives. They do it with homes, jobs, wives, children, finance, their flesh, their own corrupt hearts. And there's a law that governs that man, his own corrupt hearts. It commands, it tells, instructs, counsel, teaches that man statutes that he must obey and that he must follow. Now, if Yahweh has not shown us vividly in Scripture how to love Him, then we have no knowledge of how to love Him. None whatsoever. We love God, and we love every man. Lies. Lies from the pit of hell. It's not the truth. And it's just something that our iniquity has shaped our minds to talk like that. Because if it's not based upon the law of the Scripture, then it's iniquitous. It's lawless, and it has no laws to govern that thing at all. That's why you're in, you're out, you're up, down, like today, dislike tomorrow. So it's not based upon the law of Yahweh's government to love. No, I will read from Scripture. And we will see what Scripture says. And if in Scripture, and if we don't do it, then we do not love Him. I do not care what your feelings tell you. Yahweh has given us laws to govern every aspect of our lives. He's given us laws to govern how to garden, how to farm, how to deal with our animals, wives, children, how to rear them. Every aspect of our lives is covered in this book that man thinks he knows. He is a governor. He is an exalted king. And every king rules by decrees and commands. And that is the way he rules. He is. And yet he has called us unto his bosom that we may know that he is our father. And there is nothing like that. A father for king. A father for king. And he simply doesn't own one little province. His jurisdiction runs beyond just a little sphere. It is the whole creation. And that is my father. You know, children today are proud because their daddies are basketball players. But there's no limitation to my father. He is the great I am. He is the beginning of all creation. And all creation ends with him. So there is none like him. Yet he expressed himself unto us that he's our father. And I'm satisfied with that. I won't fight against that. I want to see what Scripture says as we turn to Yohanan, John 15. And this is the words of Messiah. As he began to speak to a house, first of all, it was stubborn. It was a rebellious house filled with their traditions, their pride, their arrogance. They did not allow the laws of truth to govern them. Do we not find this generation even beyond, or it has eclipsed that generation? You think about your thoughts and the deeds, the actions, that we literally perpetrate in our minds and our hearts, tell me, my friends, is that the mind of Messiah? Is that the mind of our Heavenly Father? It cannot be. So our thoughts, as we were reminded, they are issues of a heart that is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Now, who can know that heart but Yahweh? Only a father. A true father understands when the son or the daughter is going through certain perplexities. And they can read the signs and they know things. And so the children do not get anything by the father. Nothing at all. Messiah said, chapter 15, verse 9, that this is what he said. I believe it. He said, ask the Father. How is it that this world will not identify the Father? But he said, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. That he was talking to the disciples, the apostles, those that have been set apart. That's why there is no true, purely worship today. For the heart is not set apart. Our minds must be set apart. Our hearts, our desires must be set apart from the world. We cannot allow them to inundate our spirits when we come before the presence of Yahweh. That's why he commanded Moshe to take my children out into the wilderness that they can actually worship me with adoration. That should be bestowed upon me, for I am the one that delivers. I am their hope. Beside me there is no one else. He said, now look at this now, as the Father hath loved me. What a profound statement. Have you in all of your superlatives, your adjectives, your verbs, described that love? Do you have any understanding of that love? Can you literally fathom that? We read words, but they have no life in them to us, because they are governed by flesh. These words that Messiah spoke, they must be interpreted by the Spirit. Only the Father can interpretate this. The natural mind cannot interpretate the things of Yahweh. Why? Because it is a mind that is beneath. The mind of Yahweh is above. And so that mind that is beneath cannot express unto you the power of His love. And so that's why everyone says, I love you. I love God. They don't love Yahweh. I will show you what Scripture says. It's either that they are telling the truth or they are lying. Because Scripture will show us evidence of love toward Him. He said, so have I loved you. He told them now, continue. Continue. And that is to walk precisely ye in my love. Well, what love did he walk in? He walked in the love of the Father. For as the Father hath loved me, he said, I'm going to love you with the same love. Now, how was the love toward the Father for Messiah? There must be an example how his love was expressed toward the Father. So we will know and understand what love truly is. Love to us is some four-letter words. It deals with feelings and emotions. It has no concrete foundation at all, because you can love this one and despise that one. Your feeling toward this one is different. That is not love. That is a lie. It is false, and you don't know love. We'll see what Scripture says. He said in verse 10, if now, if ye keep my commandments. That's what he said. We need to find out what those commandments are. We need to find out whether he was an ambassador, or he spoke of his own will, or he was commanded to speak what he spoke. He says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, if he says to us that the same love the Father loved him, he's going to love us with that same love. Now, how was that love abiding in Messiah? For he kept the laws and the commandments of the Father. He did what he told him to do. He did all things to please the Father. Now, how can we say we have the love of Messiah in us when we don't keep his commandments? He gave us commandments about everything. To deal with our natural kinsmen, to deal with ourselves, he did. Now, we get emotional and we reject those things because they literally touch us. But he gave us commandments concerning everything, and those commandments were generated by the Father. When a man says he loves Messiah and keep not his commandments, then the love of Yahweh doesn't dwell in him. Now, you may have a feeling. You may get aroused by circumstances and situations, and you call that love, but that's not love. That's not what Scripture says. That's not what the Word of Yahweh says. And we must base everything upon the Word of Yahweh says. It's not difficult to understand. And we have the mind of Messiah. He gives us laws to govern our children, to rear them, our bodies, what to do with that, our homes. Everything is covered under the laws of Yahweh. Everything. Our health, our conscience, our mind, our spirit. Everything is governed under the law of Yahweh. Everything. And so he showed the love of Yahweh by keeping the Father's commandments. Now, how can you show that love unless you keep the commandments that Messiah spoke unto us, that the Father had given him charge to speak these things? Now, if that is not in Scripture, if the Father did not give him that, then the words that I tell you, then they're lies. We must find it in Scripture. First of all, as I say to us and this generation, it is one that is lazy and trifling. It takes you no time for Scripture. It will not study Scripture. There's no law within them to govern their time to say it's time for the Father. What father today will not take a few moments with his children or child? He's not even a father. He's a beast. That's what he is. A father will take a few moments, but a beast will not. So he has a beast spirit. He's of the nature of this Antar Messiah. He's not governed by the laws of Yahweh. He's governed by the laws of anti-authority. And Yahweh's laws bring us to the fullness of his light. That's what he does. And that's why the law of the Spirit of Messiah, Yahshua, has made us free from the law of sin and death. And we don't have to walk in the law of sin nor in the law of death. We must begin to walk in the power of this pulsating love that Messiah talked about. That is the only thing that will keep our hearts in tune with him. That is the only thing that will keep our affection set on things that are above and not on things that are beneath. And we will love him with all of our heart, soul, and all of our mind, and with all of our strength. For in everything we do, we strive to please him. Well, how do you please him unless Scripture give us evidence how to please him? And Scripture must do that. And if it doesn't give us that, then we don't know how to please him. Then we are excusable. But if Scripture gives us evidence how to please him, then we are inexcusable, oh man. There's no excuse for any of us. If ye keep my commandments, he said, you shall abide in my love. Well, he hath the love of the Father. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in my Father's love. There's no two segregated loves. It's only love. Just love. And he said, I will show you the power of the Father's love. I have it because I abide in the commandments of the Father. You don't abide in the commandments of Yahweh. You don't have his love. I don't care what you say. Why is it that the old covenant is done away with and the new is all right? Well, the new is just simply the light of the spirit of the old. They're one. They're not two different books. It is one book. You pick this thing up. It is one book. There are no two different books. It's only one book. And that is what this whore, this Catholicism, her daughters have done. They have perpetrated this lie and caused this great division and divide. And man cannot find the course. It's hard to find the direction when it's at night. I don't like driving at night because the eyes tend to play tricks on you. I can drive 1,000 miles during the daylight hours. I don't like driving 50 miles at night. But I can drive all day when it's daylight. Now we must walk in the light. We are led by the Spirit, and the Spirit of Yahweh never leads us into darkness. And never. And if we do not have understanding of what He commands us to do, then we're excusable. We can say, I didn't know. But we can't say that. Because we do know. Now this is what Scripture says. Messiah says in verse 11, listen to this. These things have I spoken unto you. For what reason? That your joy, that what? Well, what was this joy? To please the Father. That's why that joy we call joy, it is so full of hypocrisy. It's not the joy of Yahweh. It's carnal things that causes you to have this essence of joy. It is not the power of Yahweh's joy. When a man gets that, nothing. I don't care what it is. All hell can come against him. We get this true loving of Yahweh in us, as Messiah said. He said that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Full? Full? When something is full, there's no room for anything else. You got a jar that's full of water. You try to add more, it's going to run over. So if you follow the joy of Yahweh because you walk in the laws and the commandments, what He commands you to do, then nothing can dispense that joy. Nothing can take that joy away. See, the joy has been predicated upon feelings and things, not upon the laws and the principles of Yahweh. Not upon what He commands us to do. Not upon what He charged us to do. And that's why our joy is up and down. That's why it rejoices in things that gives the flesh some kind of credence. That's why it moves when the flesh feel the sense. No, the joy of Yahweh is one that because he knows that he's walking in the counsel of the Father, and that the law of Yahweh is in his inward parts. And nothing can steal that away. The old song that they would sing, I got something that the devil can't take away. You're going to have to get the laws and the righteous laws of Yahweh in the inward parts. Not only did he put it in the heart of Israel, but he put it in the inward parts. Beyond the law of the deceitfulness of your heart. That will rob you of that. Your heart will speak lies to you. Don't tell me your heart hasn't done that. Your heart, your own heart has deceived you and told you things that wasn't right. And made you believe those things. And made you stand upon the principles of those things. But they were absolutely wrong. There's only one law that's right. And that's the law of the Father. No other law. He said, this is my commandment. That ye love one another as I have loved you. They say, I've loved you now. I love you, Kepha. Your honor will follow you. I love you all. Now this is the commandment. This is the commandment to you in order for you to walk in the power of Yahweh's strength. You must understand that this generation, a people, they say to the other sons of Yahweh, when they can't love one another, how are you going to love? First of all, he commanded them. No, read scripture. He said that ye love one another, that I love you. He said, first of all, you got to learn how to love one another. You got to learn how to tolerate and forbear as we were taught. Forbear one another. He said, first of all, you love one another. And don't give me that hypocrisy. Tell me you know how to love everyone when you can't love one another. He said, this is the commandment now that you first of all learn how to love one another. You began to show compassion and a strength toward one another. First of all. When the Bible begins to do that, then he's walking in the commandments of Yahweh because that is Yahweh's commandment. That was before the Word was ever made flesh. The Word was made flesh. That's what scripture says. But he said, first of all, you love one another. You tell me that love extends beyond loving one another. You can love that, those, and can't love one another. You're full of hypocrisy. You have no righteous law in you. You are a liar. You are deceived. And you're going to be destroyed into the darkness of a bias of hell. And that's the simple truth. He didn't lie to them. He either told them the truth, or he is a charlatan, a liar, or he's told the truth. I believe it's truth. He said to Cephas, you love Bartholomew. Johanna. That's what this coming named Matthew. You love him. He said, first of all, you love one another. As what? As I have loved the world. No, he said, as I have loved you. You love one another as I have loved you. And then once a man understand that love, then his heart is open. We don't even have that today. Say what you will. Say what you want to. But that is the truth. And so what does he do? He's in judgment. Correct me, Yahweh. In thy judgment. And not in thy anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Correct me. And so that is what he is doing. So he judged that thing that you call love toward him. He said it's phallus. It's not true. It's a stench in his nostril. He said, I hate your solemn assemblies and your feast days, for it's not for me. It serves the flesh and not me. And it cannot be at all. Now turn back to the 8th chapter of the same book. 8th chapter, verse 41. You must understand that Yahshua said everything that he did and he spoke, he had seen of his Father. I believe that's in verse 40, or one of the verses above that. He said, everything that you see me do, everything I've done, I have seen it of my Father. Why is the Father denied? He came to restore the justice unto the Father. He had been denied. He had been cast out of the thoughts and the hearts of men. And that is what Messiah came to do. Now look what he says in Yokohara, John chapter 8, verse 41. As he spoke to those rebellious Yodens, the Jews with their rebellious ways, he said, you do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not of fornication. We have one Father, even your way. So we have one Father. So we have not been birthed by some strange union. So we have one Father. Messiah said unto them, if your way were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from your way. Neither came I of myself, but what? But he sent me. So what things I speak to you, they are not of my own internalizing or speculation. It is because the Father hath commanded me to come and to speak unto you. So I did not come of my own accord, but I came by the will of the Father. Now we will see what scripture says, if he actually or truly was there a witness that says that he came according to the will of the Father, or that he came according to his own desire or his own speculation. He said, the Father hath sent me. And what I do it because my Father says so. We must understand. We must know in this hour, saints, that there must be an identity of the love of Yahweh, and man must be able to identify that in us. It's not because of our deeds. When a man loves Yahweh, he will have righteous deeds in him. For there are folks in the world, their philanthropy deeds are much greater than your deeds. Their actions are much more compassionate than yours. So it's not based upon that. It must be based upon the laws of Almighty Yahweh. I want to read quickly what scripture says. I want to go to the Torah. And I want to read something out of Yohana. It says in Exodus chapter 20 verse 6. I'm going to read. Exodus chapter 20 verse 6. This is Yahweh. Showing mercy. This is Yahweh showing mercy now. Unto thousands of them that what? That love him. And keep what? That that's where his mercies are shown. What he has changed? Has he changed? Has your way changed? He said he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So he has not changed. Religion has changed him. Religion has painted a picture that is false. And we have sustained that picture in our minds and in our spirits, whereby we cannot let go of the law of the flesh. He shows mercy upon them that love him. That's the truth. He shows mercy. Yes, he loved the world, but he shows mercy. There's a compassionate love that goes beyond love. There's a compassionate to his love that goes beyond that. It shows what he actually is and the essentials of his heart. He shows mercy upon thousands that love him and that what? Keep his commandment. Did he love Messiah? He kept his commandments. He could not bring no new commandments to us. He brought the commandments of Yahweh. Nor the commandments. And they have not changed. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 10. As the words of Yahweh, there's a witness in scripture. Same words. And shown mercy unto thousands, and to them that love me, and that keep my commandments. Now, unless Messiah gives us direct indication of what the Father said was true, then we can kind of throw that away. But Scripture tells us what he says. Yokohana chapter 14, verse 15. It says this, Messiah said this, if ye love me, John 14, 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I know what our English vernacular would tell us, that he had conjured or he had to wrote something that we must keep. No, he came from the Father, and the Father sent him. Everything that I've done, I've heard my Father say it, and I do it because my Father's given me the power to do it. Now, we're going to get down into the depths of this love, whether we truly love him. He said, if you love me, if you love Yahweh, you keep his commandments. He has laws. There are 713 laws that govern every aspect of our life, and they're so precise. They're so right. It tells a wife how to walk under the government of her husband. It tells a husband how there's a law to that. It's a law to raise our children. Law to eat, what things not to eat. A law how we ought to walk, how we ought to dress. There are laws that Yahweh has commanded us to do. How to keep our bodies clean. How do we present our bodies unto him as a living offering unto him. They're covered in this book. And what these charlatan liars and deceivers, religious prostitutes, birth of their mother, this whore, this foul Jezebel, they have sold a false bill of deeds. They're selling you a piece of property, and yet they have not told you that the walls are rotten, that the studs in there, termites have eaten them, and all outside they look so beautiful. Until you began to tear into the lies and the deceits of their doctrines, and then you find all these lies that are based upon theory and tradition, based upon emotions and feelings, and nothing with the laws of Yahweh. For Messiah came to establish the law of the spirit of life of the laws of Yahweh. And his laws are life in a man's soul. It's not death. It's only when a man disobeyed the laws of Yahweh that death came upon him. And you fought a nation full of death. The dying. The religious whoredom. The dying. No life at all in this nation. Say what you will, say what you want to. There's no spiritual life in this nation as a whole. Just a little small beacon of light. That's all it takes for a ship sailing on the dark seas to see just a beacon of light. The lighthouse. Just a beacon. And he's going to see a beacon of light when he comes. That's all. Just a small shiver. He'll know them for their seal with the Father's name. And not with some religious whore's name, but with the Father's name. Now let us turn back to Yokohana, John chapter 8, verse 28. John 8. As I've said to us before, that is a book of intimate compassion. You need to read it. The very intimate book of compassion. For Messiah in that book, he deals with his Father and the stature of his Father. And he deals with that in a very intimate way. Now let us see what scripture says. It said, Yohanan, chapter 8, verse 28. Then said Yahshua unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He. He said, only then shall you know that I am He. And that I do all things of myself. Read that. He said, I do what?
Nothing.
I do what?
Nothing.
Nothing includes what? Nothing. Zero. He said, I do nothing of myself, but as what? But as what? Has what? Has what? Sell out! Taught me I what? I speak these things. Nothing I do is of my own self. I do not have the power to amass this kind of doctrine, and Messiah spoke doctrine to. I'll show you in scripture. I will say to you, saints, you better begin to kill your corrupt flesh. You better begin to spend time with the Father. You spend time in lies and deceit. You got time to run the Walmart, shop Kmart. You got no time for His truth. You're going to die in your wickedness. You're going to die in your sins. He means what He says. He said, all the things that I do nothing of myself. Nothing that you see me do. It is of my strength and my power. He said, but as my Father. I would like to know His Father then. Who is the Father that taught Him? If He taught this man to endure the persecution of sinners, no guile in his mouth, tell me the Father's name. Tell me this Father. I want to know Him. Sure, I want to know Him. He said, but the things that my Father taught me and instructed me, I speak these things. Why? And He that sent me is what? With me. Why? The Father hath not left me alone. Why did He not leave Him alone? You know why you're left alone and you sense a loneliness? Messiah, tell us here. For I what? Set out, everybody. For what? For I what? For I do. You know when they marry a young man and a woman? Will you do this? I do. Say I do. You understand what I do is the commitment. This is a commitment. And this is what Messiah said. Such simple words. He says, for the Father hath not left me alone. Why? For I do always those things that please who? That pleases who? He said, I do the thing that pleases the Father. There's nothing I do that please my this natural man that you see as a man. I don't do anything to please the kings or these your dems. I do everything I do. He said, I please the Father. I please the Father. And He loved the Father because everything He did, He pleased the Father. You do things to please your flesh. And so a preacher will say, come on here, somebody. You do things to please your flesh. You do things to please your sins, your covetousness, your lies. He said, the thing that the Father has sent me to do, I do always those things that please the Father. I do not sometimes, but always those things that pleaseth, continuously cause and an expression in His heart that pleaseth the Father. He said, I do the thing that pleases the Father. Then who should we do things to please? We should please the Father, for we should consider Messiah. And walk in the same steps He walked in. Jezebel, she has birthed this deception in the race of people today. And that's why we're not free. It's difficult to be made free from your laws and your traditions. It can only be done by the Spirit. That's why He said, I won't leave you comforters. I'm going to pray to the Father. He's going to send you a comforter. He said, I can't leave you alone now, because if I left you alone, we would all be lost into hell. There'd be one thing saved, delivered. Now, either He did things always to please the Father, He said, I do. When I saw that, I said, man, what a statement. For I do always those things that pleaseth Him. Everything I do, please the Father. Everything I do, it causes the Father's heart to delight. We do things to please our sins, please our rebelliousness, our corruption, a witchcraft spirit. That's this nation. That's the birth of this Jezebel. He did always those things that pleased the Father. Now drop down to the 10th chapter. Verse 25. I want to see what did he do, that if he said he do, what works did he do, or if he said I do. 10th chapter, verse 25. Joshua answered them. He said, I told you these things, and ye believe not. The works that I do, the works that what? Did he not say, I do always the things that please the Father? Now he says, in the works that I do in what? My Father's name. Why? For they bear witness that I am of the Father. They bear witness of me. The works I do in my Father's name. Well, how did he do the works in his Father's name unless he was commanded to come in the Father's name? Or the things that he did, the Father had commanded him to do that. We read the scriptures as though that it is something that we do because we feel or sense this condemnation. You are condemned if you don't do it. You got to learn his ways. You got to learn the things that please him. I want to know what pleases him. I know what pleases my flesh. I like steak, baked potato, laziness, lay around shiftless, do nothing. That pleases my flesh, greedy, sumptuous living. But it must be brought on the law to govern it. And the flesh doesn't dictate to the commands of Yahweh. I do things always to please my Father. Do you do things to please your Father? Your lies and your corruption don't please the Father. Your conniving ways, your shiftless ways, they don't please the Father. Your ruthless character, that doesn't please the Father. He says in the 37th verse of the same chapter, it's either I do or he do not do. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, plead me not. But if I do, though you believe not, believe the words, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I am in him. The works that I do, these works are not my works. These commands I give you, they're not my commands. The laws that Messiah gave unto us, they're not his laws. They're the laws of the Father, for he is in the Father, and the Father's in him. You can explain that dimension of one. We'll know it as when we see him. And man will try to do that. It is truly unexplainable. Then explain to me the oneness of a husband and a wife that is truly a spouse in your way. You can't do it. You can't do it. And there are things that he has left. He has left. That's why Messiah said, many things to tell you and to speak unto you. You're not able to bear it. But when the Spirit comes, when the fullness of that anointing and the power, and this is what we call the Spirit today, it's not his Spirit. We got all kinds of Spirit. We got the apostolic. You got to go to the apostolic way to get that Spirit. You got to go to the Baptist way to get this Spirit. The Lutheran. The Presbyterians. I was listening to that creature, that thing that calls himself Desmond Tutu. The Anglican bishop of South Africa. And this is what that pervert of hell said. That the homosexuals and the women ordained and the bishopric and all these things, it has brought such a beauty to what they call, quote, the church, unquote. Well, it has brought a beauty to the whole house. That's what it's done. You go out on the corner where the prostitutes are prostituting, it makes no difference whether the man or woman. It doesn't trouble them. But they all have the same purpose. They're trying to satisfy the lust of their flesh. And I say, what a corrupt thing of hell. What a mind that has been birthed by the powers of darkness has no fear of Yahweh. A pervert is not ordained of Yahweh. He has not given a woman that kind of authority to call herself a pastor or a preacher. She's a perverted thing. That's it. Period. Period. She can't do it. It's not the calling of Yahweh. He do the things that his Father has sent him to do. And even the things that I do for the work's sake, if they be of your way, you will know. And if they're not, you will know. Your work of love you work in, if it's of your way, men will know. If it's not, they will know too. Look what it says in the 14th chapter. Verse 13 and verse 28. I'm going to move expeditiously. I want to look at verse 13 first. Messiah said, as he spoke unto the apostles, he said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my, what? Name. What name did he come to glorify? He came to glorify, he came to make known the Father's name, your way. And he came in the Father's name. He said, whatever you shall ask in my name, he said, I will what? I will do. For what purpose? That who? That who? That who? That who? That the Father may be honored or made known in the Son. Now you will know that the Father is in me. That's what Scripture says. That's simple to understand. It's just that the corrupt minds cannot receive that. And their doctrine, their traditions have brought them away from the light of the truth. He said, you will know. You, no doubt about that. You ask in my name, I will do it that the Father may be honored, exalted in the Son. That man will say, truly this is the work of Yahweh. For no man, as they said, no man can do these things, not if a God be with them, unless that the Shuatim did not want to even mention the name of Yahweh. He said, truly Yahweh must be with a man to do these things. These kinds of feats to open the eyes of the blind? No, they can't do that. That's why you can't get delivered unless you're always with you. We ought not to be bound to anything in this earth. We have a new nature, a new birth. And it's not based upon carnality, natural things. It's not based upon flesh. It's based upon the law of Yahweh's truth, His commandments. It's not based upon birthing of sons and daughters. It's based upon what the Spirit of Yahweh says. That's what it's based upon. Nothing but that. Imagine our mama, daddy, brothers, sisters in this generation. Come on, Yahweh's going to give them tens of thousands even in this life. That's what Scripture says. And we have become lawless. We have become a lawless people. There are no laws to govern us. And so we do things the way we want to. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Well, it's wrong. If it doesn't comply to Yahweh's commandments, it's wrong. That's it. You're going to find out how much you love Him today. He says in Johannes chapter 14, verse 28. He says, I want to tell you something. Ye have heard how I said unto you. Then you've heard that. He said, I go away. And I'm going to come again unto you. If ye love me, now he said, if you truly love me, you will simply rejoice on that. Now, if we knew that he was coming again, we would rejoice. There's no rejoicing. There's no fullness of rejoicing. He said, because I said, I go unto what? He said, I told you, I go unto the Father. And that ought to make your heart ecstatic. Gladness. Fatness. He said, for my Father is greater than I. And that's what Scripture says. The dimension of my Father, you can bear it. That's what Moshach had to see Him in a burning bush, the hind part. You can bear the fullness of Him. So it's given you a dimension. No, I'm not in that powerful anointing in this body. It is not as great as the fullness of the brightness of the Father. You can almost go out there and look at the sun like this and kind of shelter your eyes. You can almost see it. You can look at it for a little while. But you're not going to go out there in the full of the brightness of the sun and look at it. You can't do that. And so what Messiah said, now I'm the Father. You see the Father. He is right here in me. Now this is the dimension that He's allowed you to see because you can look upon Him and live. You just cannot. And so what He has done unto us, He said to assure your hearts that you are not left alone. I send the Comforter. To comfort you what? That you walk in the laws, the commandments of Yahweh, and His truth. That these are the things that keep your heart straight, your mind pure, and set upon Him. So that's what He's done. That's what He has done for people. For my Father is greater than I. He said, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter, He said, I will not talk to you much with you. For there's a force of darkness that is coming, the prince of this world, he comes. Ain't no doubt about that. And He said, I want you to understand that there's nothing that you can associate with Him with me. He has nothing. Nothing in me. He has no invested rights. He has no attachments to me. He had nothing in me at all. And that prince of your spirit, you understand what a prince is? It is one that simply rules in a certain sphere or in a province. You're the prince of your own soul. He said, when the power of that prince come, you must know that it has nothing in me. When you began to do that, you began to quench the spirit. You began to reject my laws and my righteousness. He did not set us out to be lawless. He did not put you down a road to be lawless. You walk anywhere you want to. And we all had our own directions to walk. All of our directions will be different. He set us on one path that lead us into the kingdom of his righteousness. There's only one way. There's many ways that seem right unto men, and they lead to all kinds of diversions and all kinds of destruction. There's only one way. One hope. One faith. And there's only one baptism. Only one. Not the Pentecostal way, the apostolic, Yahweh's way. That's why Messiah said, you baptize them in the name of the Father through this authority that I give you, by the direction and the anointing of the Ruach of the Spirit. Only one way. Only one way. And so even in this room, you will find a diversity of ways. You find that amongst yourselves. And that's the truth. Verse 31. He said, I want to tell you something. But that the world may know. How do they know? Listen to what he says in verse 31. But that the world may know that I have loved the Father. And as the Father gave me, what? See, that's how the world knows he loves the Father. That's how you're going to know you love him. That's what it says. I'll read that again for our understanding. But, Kepha, with all of you. He said, but that the world may know, understand, without any doubt, that I love the Father. They may know. And as the Father gave me commandment, I even so I do. He said, did he say he do all things to please the Father? Said the Father gave him commandment. He said, even so I do. He said, arise. Let us go this. I'm ready now. Arise. No problem. He has the Father gave me commandment. That is how the world knows that he loved the Father. For the commandment that the Father gave him, he said, I do. I lay down my life. I lay down my life. I'll do it, Father. That was the commandment. Lay down your life. Why? Because he said, I lay down my life. I will pick it up again. For the Father's in me and I am in him. And I will pick it up again. And so that is the profound issue today. Men say they love Yahweh. And as Messiah said, as the Father has given me commandment, I do. For this is the strength and the revelation of my love to the Father. For I do always all things to please the Father. So this nation and this generation that says that they love Yahweh and they do things to please their flesh, they are full of lies and deception. You must crucify this flesh and the affections and the lust thereof. That's what the law of Yahweh does. It calls a man to crucify and destroy the element of his flesh. Was not that commandment of Yahweh to Messiah that they literally brutalized? He was marred less than any man. There was no other man marked like him. No other man abused like that man. No other man beat like him. He destroyed every element of the flesh until he said it's finished. And he gave up his spirit. And he died. There was no will to even live. There was no purpose. Why? Because the finished works were done. And they were complete when he went down into the lower parts of hell and commanded. He didn't ask. He took the fear of death. Power of death, that we would not have to walk in torment of death. It would be a precious thing for the saints of Yahweh to die. That's what he has done for us. He exposed the powers of hell and gave us a strength and a hope that we can run on. I don't care if all men forsake you. Yet my Father has not. He said, I keep the commandment. Even so I do. I do the commandments of my Father. That the world may know I love the Father. And if you don't keep the commandments of the Father, you don't love Him. Okay, how your religious feeling give you some kind of effervescence, some kind of strength. You don't love Him. Man did not keep the commandments of Yahweh. He has no love in his heart for Him. Turn back to the 10th chapter of John. Yohanna. You will not even lay down your will. Look at what it says in chapter 10, verse 17. Chapter 10, verse 17. Yohanna, John chapter 10. Messiah says this. What a profound statement. Therefore doth my, who?
Father.
What does he do?
Love me.
Love me, why? Because I lay down my life. That I may, what?
Take.
That I may take it again. He said, this is why my Father loved me. He do the commandment of his Father. You are a liar. I say it like this, saints, that I may stir up our pure mind in way of remembrance to search the scriptures. And see if we have the life of Yahweh in us. He said, this is why my Father loved me, because I laid down my life. Have you laid down your life? He tells us every day to pick up this burden and crucify ourselves and follow Him. The moment we pick up our sin, you pick up that vile emotional spirit from the day before, you pick it up in the morning. Your moody lying ways, your corrupt ways, your inconsistencies. Preach the word, preacher. Preach. You have not crucified your flesh. Therefore doth my Father love me. Because I laid down my life. Have you laid down your life? See, we won't lay down our lives. When a man laid down his life, he laid down his attachment, his sins. That's why the Father loved him, because he laid down his life. My life is in your hands, your way. Whatever you will me to do, I'll do it. Whatever it is. We don't lay down our lives. We can speak things to exalt our flesh. We don't lay down our flesh. He said, I laid down my life. That's why I know my Father. That's why he loves me. Is this world laying down their lives? It's a corrupt world. For Yahweh so loved the world. His integrity is staked in this world, what he had done. It was a beautiful place. The place of integrity. From the beginning, it was a place that was mine. The mind cannot fathom, nor the descriptive superlatives to describe what he had done. He looked at that and said, man, look at that.